and continue to try to create opportunities to gather information at any position.
James Nixon's injury?
James Nixon did not finish the game due to a knee and an ankle. So he's trying to get back out there. I really don't have a timeline for you yet. Matt Mulligan had an elbow injury. I think he'll be challenged to go this week. I know he'd like to go, but they haven't really nailed it down as far as how long he'll be out.
How limited was Hayward like? Do you think this is a week to come?
Casey Hayward was put on a limited basis, really, to get through the individual. He feels really good. His conditioning's gone very well. He was very anxious to get out there and go full speed. And I think the structure of today's practice probably helped him for being on the field for the first time. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow, and we'll just see how he progresses through the week. But it's good to have him back out there.
What do you want to see out of Lacey and Harris this week?
Say that again? Was the beginning part of the question?
Yeah, what do you want to see out of Lacey and Harris this week as you sort of find running
back? DeJuan Harris and Eddie Lacey, I just like to see them, touch the football and be productive. I'd like to see Eddie, clean up the details, of his work. And he did some really good things in St. Louis. Had two excellent chips in pass protection, ran the ball very effectively. But he's got a lot more in front of him as far as, the details of our offense. And DeJuan, it'd be great just to get him out there. I thought DeJuan finished the season very strong. It was unfortunate he's missed this much time. But I'd just like to see those guys do the little things. Obviously running the football is important. It's their primary job responsibility. But just as far as all the little stuff from a communication standpoint with Aaron and the ability to play at the tempo we'd like to play and get in and out of personnel groups and be clean with their decisions.
DeJuan Harris got the first snaps today at running back. But after what Lacey did Saturday, is DeJuan Harris still classified as the starter in your book?
I mean, DeJuan Harris coming into the season is definitely classified as the starter, as I've stated earlier. Just like we talked about earlier with Jason's question, this is the third preseason game. And I'll just go with the message to the football team. It's time for individuals to step up and claim some, responsibility and job, job description and so forth. You get into this third week, and frankly, don't be the guy that sits there and had a very high efficient grade, but had opportunities throughout the preseason to make plays, to make impact plays, and you don't do it. So that's what I'm looking for, really, from our whole football team. And you want to see this thing to start to define itself. And, this is not a fun time of year as you start trying to, who's doing what and you're running out of reps because, we're halfway there. This game is important. As you know, we got a cut coming after this game. So I just want to see these guys continue to grow. We improved as a team from Arizona to St. Louis, but we got a lot of work to do.
Mike, after you watched the film in the Rams game, what were the things that you felt really good about when you turned it off, and what were the things that maybe you didn't?
I'd say this, and just to give one clean overview, I thought our football team was more efficient, but I thought we left a lot of impact plays, big play opportunities on the field, and so that's the progression you go through in training camp. You start to see things start to fit together, regardless of what phase of the team you're looking at, whether it's the alignments on the field goal protection unit are not right now. So we got to get that cleaned up. So, as far as the pass protection fits and where the help's coming from, identifying the stress points of protection, we weren't 100% there. The opportunity to get your hands on the ball, defensively we had the three takeaways, but we had our hands on the ball a number, I think, four other times that we didn't come away with it. So the efficiency of what we're trying to do, alignment, assignment, technique, we've improved. But, this game in the National Football League is about making big plays. Big plays equate to scoring points in offense, and big plays equate for keeping the offense out of the end zone on defense. And that's the part where, we're just not quite there yet.
Mike, what's the plan with Dayton and Andrew Corliss this week?
Well, Andrew returned to practice today in a limited fashion, and so hopefully he can progress through the week. Our design this week was helmets today. We'll do a Thursday type practice. I'll move some things around tomorrow, in a practice, we'll go on shells, and then our Friday practice, which will be on Wednesday, will be a padded practice. So I think this gives a good progression for the guys that are coming back off injuries, Andrew being one of those guys, to give him a chance to get ready to play in this game.
I know the finish line's not here yet, but has Micah Hyde played well enough to merit some sort of role once everyone's healthy? I mean, can you find a way to get another corner run to do something? I realize you got Sam and Tremont and Casey.
Well, I think you answered your own question. Starting line or finish line or whatever you said is not here yet. I thought Micah was clearly one of the players, you know, of reference. I know he wasn't in our meetings, our team meeting today. So he was recognized for his performance. And more importantly, he was given an opportunity to make big plays, and he did. So he'll have an opportunity in the punt return this week coming up. So that's what I'm talking about. He's a great example of what I'm looking for.
Mike, you talk about your run defense in the first two games.
I thought the run defense has been good the first two games. You go back to week one, I think we were 10-0 to start the game as far as wins and losses in the run defense. You know, we had the first one come out on us in St. Louis, on that G scheme. But, you know, I thought overall the overall grade was high, so. We're definitely heading on the right track, and I think it falls right in line with what I just said. You know, the efficiency, the fits, and people being where they're supposed to be, but the opportunity to make plays, you know, as far as the tackles for loss and so forth, that we want to see that increase.
Mike, you like the way Mason has responded since family night? He seems to be on his groove again.
Yeah, I like the way Mason Crosby's responded since family night, and I think he's he's stroking the football. You know, just with a lot more consistency, and that's all he needed. That's all he really needs to do. I mean, he has tremendous leg speed for a kicker. He's very talented, and I like the groove that he's in.
Two more.
In previous years, it seemed like game three in the preseason was such a great opportunity for your first team offense to find that rhythm. But last year, now this year, a couple of injuries to your first team guys. You know, will this game end up being more for evaluation on some of those position and offense, you're going to try and get as many of those guys in as many snaps as you can to find that rhythm?
Well, I agree with your opinion. The fact of the matter, the third game, it usually came on a 7-day week, was your dress rehearsal type game. But I know from my standpoint, I can't speak for anybody else in the league with this new CBA schedule. I don't know if that's really realistic in today's schedule. I mean, we have to create opportunities. We need more information about the players on our roster. So the fact that this will be a dress rehearsal, play this game like a real game, that's not as true as it was probably 3 or 4 years ago. It's important that we get enough reps on guys and continue to try to figure this thing out.
Mike, where are you with the backup quarterbacks, and are you seeing separation?
Well, I'll say this: when I look at the quarterback room, it's a better room since the day Vince Young came in here. And just the fact of the matter that the minute he walked through the door, Graham Harrell and B.J. Coleman had picked it up. So that has been very evident from my viewpoint. Graham improved from Arizona to St. Louis, and that's what you're looking for. You know, B.J. made a hell of a play on that touchdown. I mean, that's an excellent play by two young players. You know, but I think it's evident he still has a lot of work to do, and I thought Vince is—he's getting more and more comfortable. But you know, you talk about a position where you're kind of running out of time. I mean, it's clearly the stress of having four quarterbacks in today's climate. It's just—it's very difficult to get those guys ready.
Hey, Mike, earlier on that touchdown drive that BJ had, you called timeout. You looked a little bit animated. What went wrong there that you had to use?
We were in an illegal formation.
Okay.